T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're now joined by Mike Tannenbaum, former NFL GM with the Dolphins and the Jets, of course. Mike, how you doing? Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, guys. How are you?
No, we're doing really well, and we're really excited about the season. You know, obviously, it's been a struggle for a long time for the Browns. They haven't had a winning record since 2007. They haven't been in the playoffs since 2002. And there's a lot of optimism in Cleveland that those streaks are both going to end this year. Do you believe that those streaks will both end this year?
You know, I think there's certainly a chance that it can. You know, I think one thing we got to be fair about to Coach Kitchens is I think he's going to do a great job. And obviously he did a great job last year, you know, with Baker once he took over. But there will be a learning curve. And, you know, two of the best coaches in all pro football reside in the NFC North between Coach Harbaugh and Coach Tomlin. So, well, I'm very optimistic for the Browns to have a good season. We got to keep in mind this is going to be Coach Kitchens' first year.
You think it's a big deal that Odell Beckham's not here during the voluntary portion of OTAs?
You know, I've been fortunate to be on teams for a long time, and I've kind of gone back and forth on mm-hmm. that. Look, we know he's going to be in world-class shape. We know he'll be ready to go. And, yeah, sure, in a perfect world, you'd love to have everybody there, especially, you know, the skilled players. But, look, they'll have plenty of reps in training camp, mm-hmm. lots of walkthroughs, and by opening day they'll be ready to go. And again, you're not worrying about Odell Beckham's conditioning. I'm sure he'll be ready to go, you know, in terms of that as well. So in a perfect world, yes. But, you know, we also have to keep in mind that we're in the voluntary part of the offseason program, and we're still, you know, it's still, we're in May.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I saw you tweet the other day about the, you know, Reuben Foster injury too, and the fact that, you know, these injuries sometimes happen during this offseason training period where you're doing football drills, not with pads, but you're out there running around, and sometimes these things happen. Do you feel like these practices are necessary to a team's development?
You know, I do, because, you know, at some point, you know, we are playing football. I saw Coach Gruden's comments about, you know, hey, it's unfortunate that Reuben Foster got hurt, but you do have to get ready. You just hate to see it in the off season. You hate these non-contact injuries, but, you know, at some point we are playing football. It is a contact sport, and injuries are going to be part of it. So, you know, you do want to get your players, you know, battle tested, as, you know, Coach Parcells used to say. And the off season program used to be much longer. It used to be more like 14 weeks long. So I think, you know, the 9 weeks has kind of been a compromise. And again, unfortunately, it's going to be the cost of doing business.
We're talking with former NFL GM Mike Tannenbaum, and you can follow him on Twitter at The Real Tannenbaum. Mike, when you look at Baker Mayfield, you talked about, you know, bringing him along last year. He didn't start the season. Tyrod Taylor was a starter first couple of weeks. Comes in week three, plays really well, some struggles in the middle, and then played really great for the most part at the end of the season. What did you think of him coming out of college, and how good do you think he could be now that you've seen him play 14 NFL games?
Yeah, I think he has a chance to be really good. You know, I think he has excellent accuracy, and he throws the ball over the top. So, look, every quarterback's going to get balls deflected, but I think he has a chance to be really good. And, you know, if I'm a Browns fan, I'm really excited.
We're talking with Mike Tannenbaum, former NFL GM with the Jets and the Dolphins, of course. You know, you talked about the great coaches in the AFC North. This division's tough. That's part of the challenge, right? You know, the Steelers have lost Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. We'll see, you know, the chemistry better. Will that be able to make up for the lack of talent? The Ravens have lost a lot of starters on defense, and they're kind of starting over Lamar Jackson. Bengals have a new coach, so even though the Browns are better, this division is there's no easy games, I think. Do you agree?
No. Hey, look, Cincinnati-Cleveland's always going to be, you know, a rivalry game. I had a chance to work with Zach Taylor. He's a bright offensive mind. You know, they're not going to be, you know, a pushover by any stretch. And, you know, again, you go back to the Steelers, the Ravens. I know they've been through a lot of changes, you know, the Antonio Browns and the Le'Veon Bells. But, again, I have a lot of respect for Coach Harbaugh and Tomlin. And I think AFC North is going to be really a fascinating division come the fall, because as talented as the Browns are, and they're obviously a lot better, I think it's really going to be a dogfight all the way to the end in terms of who wins the division.
Hey, obviously, Ndamukong Suh signs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I saw your tweet about this too, Mike. You know, the Browns appear to be interested in Gerald McCoy, who was released, obviously, by Tampa Bay. Is think that's a player who still has a lot of production left in the tank, and is he worth it for the Browns to go after?
Yeah, you know, I think it's at this point, guys, you know, we're talking about opportunistic signings, and if, you know, you can get Gerald McCoy on a one-year deal, you know, come in and give you, you know, 20 to 30, you know, reps a game as an interior pass rusher. Like, to me, that's really good value. You know, he's only 31 years old. I believe he had 6 sacks a year ago. So, you know, at the right price, I think that could make a lot of sense.
We're talking with Mike Tannenbaum, a former NFL GM. You can follow him on Twitter, at RealTannenbaum, ESPN and NFL front office insider now. Mike, when you look around the league and you look at the Patriots, obviously you spent a lot of time in that division. You know, Is it sometimes surreal when you think about what – there's been a lot of talk about the Browns want to be the Patriots, and nobody's ever going to be the Patriots, obviously. What they've done in this run with Belichick and Brady, I mean, is it hard to believe, even knowing how talented both of them are, that they've accomplished what they have?
Yeah, actually, Peter King asked me about it this week in his weekly column. You know, look, they've done a great job for a long time. If you look at it, the continuity has actually been – such a huge advantage, because I think there's going to be like 15,000 snaps that Josh McDaniels, Tom Brady, and Bill Belichick have been together. That's the offensive coordinator of the Patriots. And you look at Chad O'Shea, the new coordinator of the Miami Dolphins, or Adam Gase, who will be the play caller with the Jets. You know, they're going to be going to, you know, snap number one on opening day. So, you know, they're literally 15,000 snaps behind, you know, what Tom Brady has in terms of continuity and repetition. So not only have they been incredibly successful, but that continuity gives them a built-in advantage moving forward.
Yeah, speaking of the Jets, it's an organization you work with, of course. Lots been made of some dysfunction there lately with Adam Gase and, you know, their GM being let go. How bad do you think it is in New York?
Well, you know, I think it's more about getting the right guy moving forward. And, you know, as we know, like this time of year, the hay's really in the barn. Mm-hmm. You know, they had what I thought actually was a really good offseason, you know, adding some of the pieces like Jamerson Crowder at slot receiver, obviously Le'Veon Bell at running back, and Quinnen Williams, you know, their first round pick from Alabama. So I was obviously surprised, like everybody else, at the timing of that decision, guys. I think now they obviously have to get somebody that will be a good fit with Coach Gase, but it's really going to be about that hire will have more of an impact on the 2020 season, because, you know, most of the teams, you know, their rosters are set for the year.
Mike, you know, the Giants were crushed, obviously, for the Odell Beckham trade, and then crushed again for the Daniel Jones draft pick. What did you think of that pick?
Yeah, I think Jones has a chance. I was surprised, like most people, that he went as early as he did. You know, they had their next first round pick was at 17, and you certainly can make the argument, you know, would he have been there at 17, and can you have gotten a guy like, you know, Josh Allen, the University of Kentucky pass rusher. So, you know, once they passed from Sam Darnold a year ago to take Saquon Barkley, who's obviously a great player, you know, put a little bit more pressure on them to get a quarterback in this draft to eventually to replace Eli Manning. So I could see a sense of urgency that they created. And I think for them, if they were convicted on the quarterback, let's take him now and make sure we get him. So it's really a good situation for Jones, because he could sit behind a guy like Eli who does everything right, you know, and take time to, you know, to learn the offense and, you know, kind of get broken in slowly.
We're talking with longtime NFL executive Mike Tannenbaum. You can follow him on Twitter, at RealTannenbaum. You know, Mike, the John Dorsey's done such a great job with the Browns, at least on paper, and, you know, some of it on the field first year and some of it on the paper this offseason. The only criticism really I've had of John Dorsey was the signing of Kareem Hunt. I didn't like the idea, with all the good vibes of the team, of bringing in a guy, especially when you have Nick Chubb, who's such a star running back. And I wonder, from your perspective as an executive, how tough has this become to deal with when you know these are real-life issues that are very serious, whether it's Kareem Hunt or Ray Rice or Tyreek Hill or whatever it may be, and how do you balance that versus, hey, I'm paid to make my football team win? How tough is that as a GM?
Yeah, it's really hard. I've been on all sides of that issue in my career, you know, guys like Santonio Holmes and Braylon Edwards that we traded for, ironically, from the Browns.
Yeah.
And you want to, you know, look, we all make mistakes in life, and, you know, is it a pattern? Is it a one-time thing? You know, and then, so that's one of the questions is, you know, can you work with the player and hopefully where they can learn from their mistakes and move on? And then, you know, secondly, What kind of risk are we talking about? You know, is it a first round pick, or is it somebody that, like, you go back to the Hunt situation? It was one of those things where, you know, the risk isn't that high for, you know, for the Browns. So to me, that made sense. You know, it's all about risk reward in our system. And I think it's, you look at that and you look at the pattern that the player may have had, and you look at those two things, and obviously you have to make sure that, you know, ownership is okay with it.
Mike, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.